This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil, now streaming, only on Hulu.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It's Patreon Saturdays, and I really need to start out by apologizing for lying to all the wonderful people that are on my Patreon. I said 2 weeks ago that, you know, until RHONJ comes back on our screens, I'm not going to talk about it anymore. But there is so much going on in RHONJ land. We had to talk about it. All sorts of DMs are resurfacing this week about Louis, and he's in people's DMs and he's saying to go after Marge. I mean, at least that's what these DMs look like. I'm shocked no one has covered this, but we are covering it here today. Louis and Marge are back at it again. We talk all about that. And these DMs which have surfaced, which have been shared with us between Louis and Marge, or Louis telling people this about Marge, and God, it gets so ugly behind the scenes with New Jersey. Meanwhile, Louis launched his new app, Vinavia, right here down the street from us in LA. Who is paying for all of this? I mean, that's the obvious question. Tyga is performing. I mean, it looks like some party, but man, this thing costs a lot of money. So we talk all about that. What is this new app? Has Louis discovered the new Facebook, the new Instagram, the new TikTok, and he's going to sell this now for $1 billion? I don't know. Let's break all that down. Messy G, our girl Melissa, she thinks she hears a ghost. She calls 911. Oh, this Messy G is making me laugh. Girl, you think it's a ghost? Melissa Gorga sees a ghost. I can't make this up if I tried. Rachel Fuda is cropping Teresa out of the cast pick. Dolo takes center stage and you all are slipping into my DMs and you guys got some theories about why Dolo is center stage. Well, we're going to tell you the real reason why Dolo is in the center of the damn picture. And, you know, I mean, is New Jersey backing itself into a corner?
In 10 days, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is coming to IMAX and theaters everywhere.
What a wonderful day!
This summer, one movie event will reign.
It is our time.
Stole my village.
I know where they're taking your clan.
For your king.
Never.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Only in theaters May 10th. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
A point of no return. You know, New York was not just rebooted because of season 13 and none of you wanted to hear about racism and all this other stuff. It was also rebooted because the ratings did not justify a show that costs a shitload of money. Same reason Miami is about to go through it. Some people are paying a lot over there. But you know, New Jersey is a salary-heavy show. So is it headed for a total reboot? Andy even said, how much more can we take of Melissa and Teresa not speaking at all? So here I go again with cast predictions and what I think is going to happen. But you know what? Wouldn't be behind the velvet rope if I didn't have something to say. I got some new theories about the future of RHONJ. So what are you waiting for? Head on over to Patreon. It's Saturday. Love all my Patreons and enjoy.